KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's 35 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 68, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening held a public hearing with regard to the 2020-21 amended certified budget. There were no comments, either written or spoken, from the public, and later on in their meeting, the board approved the budget as amended. They also approved the resignations of Emma Byerline, high school English teacher, play director, mentor, teacher, Jeremy Blake, high school special education teacher, freshman volleyball coach, JV volleyball coach, assistant track coach, Jim Mullinex, bus route driver, and special education paraeducators Susanna Odette and Ashley Updike. Now, there was some discussion with regard to Blake and Byerline's request for approval of their resignations. Superintendent Steve Barber gave their reasons for wanting to resign.
Byerline is requested to resign, to go to the school, more conducive to her family life. And Blake has had an opportunity that isn't available to him here, open up to him, and has a passion that advancement.
The board had the option to accept both reasons as unforeseen circumstances or hold them to their contract until a suitable replacement is found. Board President Jenny Williams said,
I know one explained why and the other, I don't know, you know, what the circumstances are, but puts us in a situation at the end of the year that's difficult for our administrators to find teachers.
Williams acknowledged there is a teacher shortage, especially for some positions. Mr. Barber noted that since the district has already hired an extra special education teacher for the coming year, it would essentially break even with the loss of Jeremy Blake. In the end, the board approved the resignations based on Mr. Barber's recommendations. In other action, the Atlantic School Board approved contracts and or letters of assignment for Katie Hedegaard, Middle School English Language Arts, Angela Behrens, Lori Namani, and Melissa Balch as summer lunch program workers, and Michaela Schuler for the kindergarten. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday approved the 2019-20 audit report, the 2021 list of graduating seniors. They approved Superintendent Barber's 2021 contract, which calls for a 2.5% total package increase that amounts to a little more than $4,873. They approved 2021 substitute employee pay rates, which Mr. Barber noted hadn't been changed for a couple of years. And the board approved a 2021-22 milk bid from Anderson Erickson, same year bread bid from Panelgold, along with an AEA purchasing agreement, which will save the district money. They also approved 2021-22 club activity and sponsor contracts. Atlantic School District's administrative team has discussed different options for next school year regarding remote learning. During Wednesday evening school board meeting, Superintendent Barber said he'll meet with Health and Safety Committee to review mitigation strategies from the district's return to learn plan.
And just kind of look at what we have in our current return to learn aspect of health and safety, know the different scenarios that are out there as far as vaccinations, availability of that. What has happened with the quarantine days and the options that people have in regard to that. And then think through those a little bit and see if there's some modifications that we feel comfortable as a health and safety committee to present to the board to consider making some modifications to that plan.
He says even though social distancing and close contact has not changed the fact that all adults and shortly children ages 12 and up will have access to vaccinations, Barber said in August the district will be purchasing a rapid test for COVID-19 that will allow district nurse Laura Friend to administer the test. Barber said that'll speed up the time needed to get results of the test fast and help in reducing the amount of time associated with the quarantine times. He said also there will be other factors to consider as more options become available to students and staff regarding that policy. Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay said she's pleased to report the AHS Needle, an online student newspaper, was recently designated a 2021 School Newspapers Online Distinguished Site. The accomplishment demonstrates the news staff's excellence in the SNO-recognized aspects of online publishing, which include continuous coverage, site excellence, audience engagement, story page design, writing, and multimedia. Students are guided in their efforts by their advisor, Allison Berryhill. 2021 marks the eighth year since the launch of the SNO's Distinguished Sites program. It was developed in an effort to outline and disambiguate standards of excellence in online scholastic and collegiate journalism. You can see the latest edition of the AHS Needle through a link in the same story at KJAN.com on our news page. And there's a new way to explore Adair County. The Adair County Tourism Council has launched a new website, visit AdairCounty.org. It offers information on the county's tourist sites and attractions, as well as dining and lodging options. ACTC Chairwoman Terry Quek-Madsey said, "The mission is simple. We want people to visit Adair County. We have much to offer here. We hope the website will make it easier to identify and connect with things they want to do." Even more information about activities and happenings in Adair County can be found on the Adair County, Iowa Tourism Facebook page. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.